pretty well. Well, there's maps that you have a look at for this coast, and there's very substantial parts of the coastline have got the potential to be acid sulfate soil. So it's certainly not a little tiny thing at all. There's major parts of this coastline are Port Douglas, down where the that sort of marina sort of complex is. That's really flat out sort of acid sulfate soils down there. East Trinity, yeah, Hinchinbrook. Lots and lots of these developments on acid sulfate soils. So the clay minerals then are a most typical buffering capacity component of the soils. When we look at those particles of iron pyrite, these things here are called framboids, which sort of reminds you like of a raspberry on something or other. Those are actually microcrystals there of that iron pyrite. These are really tiny. I should have actually put the magnification on there, but these are scanning electron micrographs, and these things then, which are not visible to the naked eye, if they then end up getting into your eye, they react very quickly, and so you get a decent splotch of acid sulfate soil into your eye containing these things there, then you can go blind. You know, they'll generate that much sulfuric acid in a short amount of time in that very exposed environment of your eye. If you can't get it out quickly, then you're in some trouble. Now, when we're carrying out measurements on a site, the essence always in soil sampling is know exactly where you're going to do your sampling on a map. Make sure that you record the depth and the position accurately so you can go back and do subsequent work if you think there's a problem but you're not